A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, September 19th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight we are talking about the late Queen Elizabeth II's burial in the United Kingdom. Tens of thousands of people lined the route, taking the late Elizabeth to her final Queen Elizabeth to her final resting place at Windsor Castle. Some threw flowers towards the hearse, while others cried as it departed the British capital. U.S. President Joseph Biden was among the leaders who paid their last respects to the Queen, who ruled for 70 years. Foreign Affairs Minister Frederick Shaba of Zimbabwe represented the country at the Queen's funeral. Queen Elizabeth II was laid to rest alongside her husband, Prince Philip. As per their tradition, only family members were allowed to witness her burial at Windsor Castle. Dozens of English and British kings and queens were laid to rest at Windsor Castle, according to Reuters. Most of them are buried in St. George's Chapel, including Henry VIII, who died in 1547, and Charles I, who was beheaded in 1649. Namhla sikhuluma ngokufihlwa kwendlovukazi yakweBrithani, uQueen Elizabeth II. Baningi abantu abavalise indlovukazi yakweBrithani engcwatshwe khona ngale eWindsor Castle. Omunye wabavalise indlovukazi uMongameli Joseph Biden kanye lenkokheli yamazwe atshiyeneyo. UMnumzana Frederick Shaba, obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe kweleZimbabwe, ubemele uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa leZimbabwe. Abasemkhosini lo bonke bebekhuluma ngokufanayo besithi uQueen Elizabeth wasebenza kakhulu empilweni yabo. Badane okumangalisa abantu abaningi kulandela ukutshona kwendlovukazi. Abanye ababekwa endaweni leyo Windsor Castle nguHenry VIII noCharles wokuqala, owagunyulwa ikhanda ngomnyaka ka-1649. Yeso sizwa ke kuthiwa ke okokuqala ukuthi angena kuhlelo lamhlanje. Lapho sixoxa khona ngoQueen Elizabeth, we have got Mr. Regis Busango, a ZANU-PF member based in Alberta, Canada. Welcome to the show, Mr. Busango.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us a bit about what you are thinking about what happened today. You know, Queen Elizabeth has been laid to rest. So give us your take on that.
Thank you very much. I think in all fairness, as human beings, we, on the other hand, we mourn with the Queen, with the family, and, you know, the British communities for the loss of Queen Elizabeth II. But at the same time, us as a nation, as Zimbabwe, we were colonized by the British government since 1890 to 1980, for 100 years. We lost a lot of our developments. Our people were displaced by the British government. A lot of our people died in the war because this war ended up being fought by the whole nation. So people from every tribe in Zimbabwe lost life for us to achieve our independence in 1980. And because of that, we still have concerns about the role that the Queen Elizabeth II played in the loss of lives, and also the gross human rights violations that were taking place in our country. There was a time black people were not allowed to go to cities, Lawayo, Harare, and all those cities, because it was supposed to be only for white people. We saw some racial and imperial the things that were done against our people, and the Queen has been in charge of that government since then. And we know that, you know, some of our historians in our country, our forefathers, we don't even have their graves. We believe, and the evidence is there, that their scalps are in Oxford universities, where they are studying them for science and all that. We have seen that in Germany, they repatriated a lot of skeletons back to Namibia, and they paid them huge amount of money. So I think we deserve repatriation of the bones of our former fighters who were fighting for our country, and also we deserve some compensation as a country.
But do you mean that do you mean that there is nothing that the Queen did for Zimbabwe, which is good?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, apart from visiting Zimbabwe, the Queen was supposed to advocate for the sanctions during the Tony Blair era of the year 2000. And, George Bush followed suit to put place Zimbabwe on sanctions. The Queen had an outmost decision to tell Britain and its prime minister not to put sanctions on Zimbabwe. But we are suffering in the hands of the Queen, really, to be honest with you. These sanctions, we put place on Zimbabwe for it to suffer because we took the land that the Queen had desired to have for herself in Zimbabwe. That's why Zimbabwe was the only African country that had many whites in Africa than they are in other places in Africa. So, I mean, to be in all fairness, to be honest with you, I don't think the Queen did anything really profitable for the black people in Zimbabwe. If we want to be very clear, what has she done? Apart from just visiting our country, I think it was once or twice. I think she came in 1993, I think. And before then, I think once or twice. That was it. You know, of which she was just coming because that time we were a member of Commonwealth. After that, even when we tried to come back to be members of the Commonwealth, and the Queen was supposed to accept us, knowing all the troubles that she had brought to our country over 100 years. But she died, and she has not done nothing about it. She has never said anything about us being sanctions being removed from our country. So, you know, as a Christian, I the loss of life, when someone departs, we have to mourn. But at the same time, we have to also look at what benefit did it give us. Because she was playing a role making sure that the British government fight wars.
We hear you, Mr. Vusango. Hold on there. Let's see what other people are saying on Facebook. We've got Arnold who says, "Linjani kona ngapha ke Studio 7 tina ngapha ke siyaphila." Arnold ke uthi hayi okusalayo ukuthi indlovukazi isibhubhile. So singabe sikhuluma ngamacala lezinye izinto ezithize. Kuzobuya uNhlanhla Mahlangu uthi linjani ngisebuTswana lapha eFrancis Town. Ngiyacela ukuthi limfonele kula manje. So we've got people that are sending us some messages on different platforms. Remember that we are live streaming this discussion on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on our social media platforms. Yes, I want to give Selva Nengi, Elizabeth Ngena, Kunapa Lamtanji, Stota, Nendovgaz, Queen Elizabeth, siyawazi uNgcwatshiwe khona ngale eWindsor eCastle ulaliswe lapho ke ulaliswe abanye bakhe abakudala. So ke siyawazi ukuthi vele lisiko labo ukuthi kwenzakale. Right now we've got Mr. Regis Vusango, a ZANU-PF activist living in Alberta, that is Canada. So we are also waiting to get hold of Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who is in South Africa. And there are some other guests that are going to join us as well and call us. Please send us your number right now so that we can call you back. So we hear, yes, so we are hearing that Mr. Vusango is there, is still there. Mr. Vusango, so looking at how things are happening, taking into account, Mr. Vusango, that, the Queen actually played a key role in terms of building the infrastructure in Zimbabwe. Compared to what we have right now, I think somebody can simply say the Queen played a key role, even if there was a racial segregation.
Wait, let me try to connect.
Yes, Mr. Vusango. Mr. Vusango, go ahead, sir. That's the question.
Yes,
Mr. Vusango. Yes.
Let me say this. I don't know, do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Vusango.
Yes. The Queen did not play any role. Because, you know, when you go to Buckingham Palace, the gold that the Queen's the carriageway for the Queen, what, you know, the gold, the diamond and everything that is there in Buckingham Palace, oh, most of it came from Zimbabwe. They mined the gold and diamonds and all our natural resources for 100 years, free of charge. And they left us with a one way to go, one way to come back, highway, and they did build very few small buildings in our country, because the building those roads and the infrastructure you're talking about, Comrade Gibbs, let the citizens of Zimbabwe know that this was not at the benefit of a black man. There were no roads in the rural areas where we used to live. We were segregated, living in poor, less profitable, you know, communities where rains were not there and the soil was used up. And all the good areas, you see the Beatrice area, you see the Mashonaland and West, those are the areas that they took, and they had farms more than any black man could have. We were living in the resettlement areas, in the rural areas, reserves, they call them.
Can you hold on for a second? We're coming back to you, Mr. Fuzangu. We are now joined by Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. He is in South Africa, Johannesburg. He's a businessman. Mr. Mhlanga, welcome to the show, sir. No, sir, Pilon Foy. I would show good tea when Wolanjan Kolokoge, Owens, Alam Tanja, Uku Queen, Ube, Windsor, a castle, Wolanjan Kolok.
I think that I have to express is the way possibly our artists and leaders were treated, whereby they would pass whereas. The American president came with his own limousine, which is a bulletproof. But nonetheless, the Queen was too born. I personally would not wish someone maybe to go to hell, but I just express my own opinion that the Queen being the Queen of a former colonized did not do enough, especially for Africa and other countries generally. I look at the scenario in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe was hit by sanctions, with sanctions by the British government initially, when they took over the land from the former British citizens and so forth, or descendants. It did not come up to play somebody who was the queen of the colonizers. Instead, she has gone and left things as they are. There is a lot of our aspects that were stolen by the British and were conserved somewhere in Britain. They have never been to Britain nonetheless. But I heard that some of our aspects are conserved there, including some people's hearts are still there. They're just there, sort of like a museum to look at African people, there are something to marvel at, animals and so forth. And all this, the Queen should have done something about it. So, to me,
hold on a second, Mr. Mhlanga. We'll come back to you shortly. We need to go with speed right now. We've got our callers as well that are coming in, and we still have got Mr. Regis Busango. Busango, in Shona, briefly, why do you think that the Queen was not important to Zimbabweans? In Shona, briefly.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth number two wakanga was very important kwenye kaya Zimbabwe. Nenye kuti, ndiwa wakai wakanga wari mpambe mpumi. Ndiwa wakanga wari sinema api. Wakawea wachivura ya wakuruza mapofa da sedu. Wachitora zunu zedu ni mombe zedu. Shesu wachidisplace avadu. Ndiwa wakawea nemi temo na maboundaries. Wakanga zisipo. Ende wachi imprisona, wachi sunga wana, wachi wa majere majinji, aliku Zimbabwe. Wanu, anaku wakwa ne Zambia, orone government ya Zimbabwe. akavakwa ne British government, Rhodesian government, yanga ichiitwa Stewartship na Wills na Smith, ari prime minister wa Queen Elizabeth. Tirikuona isu kuti vanhu vatema vakashungurudzwa kwe 100 years. Vana sekuru vedu vanambia vedu vakashungurudzwa kwe 100 years na Queen Elizabeth. Vakagwa kutora zvombo kwavakaenda kuno kwa Zimbabwe yese. Vanhu vachibva vaibva kubvisa Queen, nokuti Queen vanga vakati gara isi nyika yedu. Vachiti zvinhu zvese zvanga zvichiitika muZimbabwe zvanga zvisiri in control yevanhu vatema, zvanga zviri in control of Queen ivo variko kuEngland kwavo. Saka isu takaona kuti zvingagoni kuti tirambe tiri nenge ari kuEngland. Ndosaka takagwa hondo, asi pakugwa hondo uku vanhu vazhinji vakafa. Saka ini ndovakubvunza kuti ivo Queen pane statement yavakambopavo here vachiti vane urombo nezvavakaita kuuraya kwavakaita maZimbabwe? Kana nokuti vafa nhasi zvinoreva here kuti isu tofanira kuchema? Tichichema tinochema chii? Tinoziva kuti isizouya sori kuti munhu afa, kufa vanhu vese vachangofa. We wish kuti whatever she has a safe way where she's going. But rekodi rasiyiwa naQueen Elizabeth kunyika yeZimbabwe nderokuti vafa vachida kuti Zimbabwe irambe vakatotsamwa kuti Zimbabwe yaide yakadzokera mumaoko avo. Ndosaka vakatiisira masanctions. Vakadii kufa Queen vasina kubvisa masanctions? Vakadii kufa Queen asina kutaurawo zvinhu zvokuti vasina kutipa rubetso rwunoonekwa ivo vakanga vakatora gold redu nediamond redu? Britain yakavakwa neufumi hwekuZimbabwe, vakagarira ufumi hwekuZimbabwe. Queen mumusoro mavo materials avo aya zvima zvavo zvaanopenga zvese zvakazara gold namadiamond okuZimbabwe.
Tiri kuunzwa zvakanaka Bavusango. We are waiting for callers to join in right now. I think we are waiting for our producer to actually call our first caller who is in London. That is Sheila Spanda. She's waiting for our call. So we think that they are going to call her right now. So according to Sheila Spanda, she says the Queen is a very important person, so we mustn't ignore what she did for Zimbabwe. Then Nom Tombi Futim Tembo says, what has our black government done? ZANU-PF vultures are sharing natural resources among themselves. ZANU-PF is just reducing Zimbabwe into a stock fell. So that is exactly what people are saying. Now we're joined by Sheila Spanda in London. She is in an organization called Sikia Ramasiko Etu. Maspanda, kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila baba Lingani.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Akusitshele ngokukatheka kwendlovukazi uQueen Elizabeth II. Kubeka khona bo mama.
Yeah, ngibingelele kakhulu kubo bonke abalaleli abalaleleyo. Mina ngeke ngithi uqakathekile, ngike ngithi kaqakathekanga ngoQueen, but engukhangi engubonileyo bekuyenza ngibona ngathi thina silahlekile abantu abamnyama. UQueen ngifunde okuningi kakhulu, kuningi engikubonileyo okufanele ukuthi sikulandele. Singabeloke sikhala sithi kwabanje thina singazilungiselanga okwethu. Okucathe kathesi ngikhuluma nje ngiselizweni labo angithi. So kuningi esakutholayo, abazanga ngithi ngena lapha basika bathathi kufuni. Basipha basiyemukela ngezandla ezibomvu ezimhlophe, izandla ezimhlophe. So mina and enye into sifunde inhlonipho lapha. For instance, ekhaya amadoda ebesithi abafazi bayatshaya. Ihe bafika lapha bele mentality yena lana yokuthi umfazi uyatshaya. Iningi labo abasebenzi ngendaba zokuthi babenjani, babetshaya abafazi. Ungavele utshaye umuntu lapha uthethisane lo muntu uyenze umsebenzi, vele awusasebenzi ndawo, suzimoshela i-DBS yakho. So mina lapha ngibona besiqoqile thina singabantu, safunda okuningi, safunda ukuthi lapha sibuyele emuva sizabakwazi ukuthi sikhulume njani labona abasiphetheyo, sicele njani, kungacelwa ngokuliwa Duve. Kukhulunyiswane kahle. Ngabona ukwabona into ebesiyenzile kathesi emhlahlandlela, bekungelani bekungalani. Asi lapha uyenza into, yenza into eyikhona lokho elikwenzayo lingamixi ungamixwa izinto eziningi lapha kuthi isifo lamhlanje lapha sisibonile isifo lamhlanje ukuthi bekuhlonipha kanjani lokugqoka kwakhona labantwana labantu abadala awuzange ubone iuniform eyigreen yamasotsha awuzange ubone orobayi bephethe izitiki behamba belemota imota zamasotsha benzani kuphethe kugijinyiswa abantu kuthiwani bekuhlonitshwa.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. So, so in English, what do you think is the significance of the Queen as a person, you know, to Zimbabweans? Did she play any role in your life?
Did she play any role?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, uyangizwa mama.
Hello?
Hello? Yebo, uyangizwa.
Ngilisela lapha kusashwa
kaniphani. No, I think she's cut off. So,
hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Sheila. We can hear you. Yeah, I think she has been cut off. So let's go to Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. Mr. Mhlanga, siyakuzwa ba? Ukhona lokho ukhona kutungwe? Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we can hear you, Mr. Mhlanga. So tell us a bit about why do you think the Queen did not play any good role in Zimbabwe? Just briefly, yes, in the way.
I think that the Queen did something for them. To some of us, probably we have never been to England or Britain. We don't see anything that this so-called Queen did.
No.
Yeah. So whatever the British have done, the Queen has been silent about it. They can boast about it. All our points. Diamonds, whatever, there is everything is there. As I'm talking, I'm in South Africa. To me, South Africa is where my forefathers came from. A lot of them died in the sea, being taken by the British to go and fight a war that has nothing to do with them. And obviously, the Queen should have looked at all the good things and compensated them. African countries that suffered under the hands of the British. And in particular in Zimbabwe, we suffered a lot when they were supporting the British government. We really never got any compensation from the British government. Like I said previously, they even failed to compensate their own people and team. We are occupying 75% of the time.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mhlanga. I think we are running out of time. So there is Mr. Tofaso Mkwadi of ZANU-PF. He says, can you call me now? So we'll try to call him right now. And Ketwe Pepe in Botswana is saying, yes, we see Alizwa Lonke, kota singa azukutu Queen Wenzani. So kuzobuya njalo ke omunye lapha uyakhuluma uthi uNdlovu. Undlovu uthi wonke khonokhu ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe ngesikhathi uQueen esazibambe esidukwini elizweni leliyana wayesenzele ukuthi abantu bonke babhenefithe loba nje kwakungani kule racism phakathi. So singazike uMr. Tofaso Mkwadi uthi simfonele khona manje loKhethiwe Bhebhe kwele Botswana bathi sicela Dube usifonele khona manje. Singazi ukuthi sizazama ukuthi sibafonele. So ke sibale siya phambili imilayezelo yenu eliyikhulumayo khonapha. Siyabona ukuthi kulomunye ozibiza ngokuthi ngu-Arnold. U-Arnold says, you know, for us to continue talking about the bad things that the Queen did is a little progressive because right now we've got a government which is failing to cater for the needs of the people. So let's go to Mr. Regis Busango, if he's there. Mr. Busango, are you still on the line? Just briefly.
Yes, I am, yeah.
So there are some people who are saying, let's forget about talking about these ills that the Queen did and focus on your government. They are saying that your government is not doing well. You know, it's oppressing people and all those kind of things. What's your take on that, very briefly?
Thank you very much. No, our government is anti-government. It's not doing what that caller is saying. We are suffering. Our government is suffering from the hands of the Queen. You know, we are where we are because of the laws that were crafted in Britain. They refused to honor the Lancaster House Conference Agreement And later on, they slapped us on with sanctions. And on top of that, the reason why our country, we are bound, we cannot really trade freely, you know, internationally. So all these things, if you want to really go deeper, you would see that the Queen is the one who has been instructing the world leaders to go this way, because she was shocked when the 1980 Chimurenga War Liberation War. So now, because of that, we've been on, our government has been on longer in the Queen. It's actually a blessing that at least the Queen has died while the ZANU-PF government is still in power, because we were not in power when she took over in 1940 something, and then later on we did won the war under her watch, and then from there she's been fighting through to defeat us.
Yes.
We cannot be defeated.
We can hear you, Mr. Busamu. Only that time is not on our side. So let's take a caller. We've got a person on the line. Hello, Baba.
Hello.
How are you? Hi.
I'm okay.
Yes. Who are we talking to? Can we?
Hello.
Oh, Ketua Pepe. Kunjani Mapepe.
Ngiyaphila. How are you?
Yes, Ngiyaphila. Kakhulu. Siyakunika 1 minute sibili cha kuzwele khonapho ke ngo Queen. Ukuthi ubona njani indlovukazi yakwa eBrithani. Ibekiwe namhlanje, wena ubona njani? Yey, kubeka Mapepe. Kubeka siyakuzwa ma. Kukhanya ngazani ke ifoni yakhe isiwile khonapho, singazi ukuthi kuhambe njani. Umabhebhe besiexpect ukuthi akhulukhulume ukuthi atsho ukuthi angathini. So ke siye kubaba uMbuso Mhlanga briefly, Mr. Mhlanga, amazwi akho okugcina ngamafishane sibili ngesiNdebele. Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, your last word.
Ngithi mina ayikini bamabe bafanele khona wekulele ngokuphele wokulele kanjani. Akikho lutho kwangako kunabantu aba-affected nama-policies nama-decisions ababe wathatha against us. Sesingawafisela nje ukuthi yona i-UK manje ingakwazi ukuthi ivelane kuzwe laseZimbabwe bakhipha abasamsinda abafakayo besibona ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani. Because right now we're just about abangathi now we're not doing well because of something. Of course, kusibabhulume kakhulu nabo.
Yes, siyakuzwa emhlaba baba. Yeah, emhlanga baba. Mr. Busango, in Shona, your last word, sir. Yeah, Mr. Busango. Yes.
Babu, inafana kuzwa history yayo. Kune vana vakazvagwa vasinga vakazvagwa after 1980. Havatombozivi kuti politics dzanga dzakamira sei. Vachinyenge vakazhinji ne opposition yedu Citizen for Policy Change. Vasingadi kuti vanhu vazive history kuti takabva nepi nokuti vanoda kungopinda mupower. Vana vedu vanofanira kuverenga mabhuku namagwaro eZimbabwe kuti Zimbabwe yakatanga sei, yaimbonderodhizva, chii chakaitika kuti izonzi Zimbabwe. Zvinhu zviri important. Izvozvo ndo zvatsanangurira kuti iye wakanga akambotisunga makumbira dzakondo ndiani apart from Queen Elizabeth. Taka tinakolonizwa nenyika mbiri, takakolonizwa neBritain. We were a little Britain. Ndo saka taindiitwa inzi Southbank. It was because of Southbank is a city in England. And all this zvaiitwa kuti fixa isu vanhu vatema kuti sangofa takawana freedom yedu. Saka ikei ino vanoti kuZimbabwe hakuna mahuman. But even ndo vakasiya kusina mahuman rights, takaita zvekuvabvisa Queen kuvabvisa negovernment yavo
yasiniimbasavusango. Thank you very much. We've come to the end of the show today. We should thank all the guests and the listeners who joined us on our live talk discussion. We hope to meet you again next time. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., but before leaving, let's see what one person says. Abe Chine says, make sure that you always do the right thing. Good night, Zimbabwe.